working capital funding then. First of all, if, say, cost of sales is 1,000 and you know stock is normally 10%, then stock should be 100. And it'll always be 100 while cost of sales is 1,000. So we call that a permanent current asset. If stock levels, though, rose to 130 for a short while, we call that a fluctuating current asset, the 30. So a permanent current asset is what we expect to be there, 10% of cost of sales, for example, and fluctuating, literally, the fluctuating levels. So how would we fund inventory in this case? Well, if it's the permanent side of it, the 10%, if you're following a matching policy, well, the 10% is a permanent current asset. So match it with long-term finance, matching funding. And how would you finance the fluctuating? By short-term finance, because it's fluctuating, it'll just be short-term. That's if you're following the matching policy. Now, with conservative funding policy, you prefer longer-term loans because it's safer, it's less risky. So for that, you would definitely use long-term finance again for the permanent stock, but for also some of the fluctuating stock, because you like to have more long-term finance. If you're aggressive, you like to have more short-term finance. So you'd use long-term finance for only some of the permanent current assets, but use short-term finance for some of the permanent current assets also, as well as the fluctuating assets.